Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. As you guys probably know, the Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies wrapped up this week, and this is your one and only spoiler alert. I will be breaking down the finale with the winner of the season coming up very momentarily. So once again, spoiler alert, tune out if you have not yet watched, and then come back and listen when you have watched. Without further ado, here is my interview. Casey, thank you so much for joining this podcast. I'm so excited to dive into this season.
Oh man, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you must be so excited. Congratulations, I guess is the first thing I should say. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much. You know what? It's still surreal, honestly. But I'm so excited, so grateful. You know, I worked my ass off to, you know, to be able to get this. And especially after, you know, hurting myself last season or getting close the past couple seasons and finally able to come through and finish strong. So it feels really good, man. It really does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going back a little bit to how this season, you know, kind of played out, how was the season for you overall? Despite the, I mean, obviously the ending was incredible, but overall, how was the season for you mentally? How was it for you physically? Like, how did you feel?
Well, you know what? Now this being my third season, you know, I've gotten more comfortable. And mentally it's always challenging every season, you know, it's always challenging. And physically this season, my main focus coming into the season, cause I came into the season about four months after I had surgery on my knee, came into the season. And my main priority this season was, you know what, I'm going to focus on, still continuing to rehab my knee and just prepping and just make sure my body is good and able to perform for every challenge that comes up. So it was different because I was looking at it more in a different perspective, just kind of like just make sure my body was able and ready because of I didn't want to have to go through an injury again. But overall, amazing. You know, I spent it was an amazing season. It really was. I spent a lot of time with, you know, with Nani. I was able to, you know, overcome a lot, even though I wasn't 100%, you know, like healthy after, you know, my knee injury, but overall I loved it. It was a good experience.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously you've said before that when you go into a challenge or obviously even when you went into Big Brother, like you're in full game mode. That's your focus. That's your entire, you know, obviously that's worked for you. Of course, this time was a little bit different because you came in with Nani. What was it? Were you guys, how did that kind of work? Like, did you have a discussion beforehand, like how the gameplay was going to work out? How did that kind of go?
So it's really cool because I mean, me and Nani have always worked together since my first season going on the challenge. And, you know, playing these games like Big Brother and the challenge, it's so mentally challenging. It's so hard on you mentally, emotionally, physically. And so when you can actually have someone in the game that you fully trust and fully, you know, there's someone that you can lean on, someone that you can, you know, talk to about like life and just kind of get your mind away from, you know, the game and how just stressful it is, it makes a huge difference. And that's why I think, you know, this season it was just different than when I was on Big Brother, different from my last two seasons on the challenge. And then this season, it was just, it was still stressful, but when you have someone that, you know, that you can spend that time with and really get to talk to and just kind of get your mind away from the game, it makes a huge, huge difference. And, it was cool. We got to spend a lot of time together this season. We really got to explore our connection. We weren't really able to the past couple seasons. So, it was amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. 'Cause you know, being able to be in this house with no distractions, no phone, and being able to play this crazy game with someone that you care about and, and go through such a unique experience that, you know, no one will ever really understand unless you're actually playing the game it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's so, we've seen obviously over the season, so many people, friendships and romantic connections, like really struggle in the house because it is such a high stress situation, but it seemed like for you guys, it actually like really brought you closer. Is that the case?
Yeah. It can go either way, right? Yeah. You can, you know, have relationships in there and it can either go like, you know, go south and just go the wrong way. Or it can go in a way where, you know what, let's use this to our benefit and know that, you know, in order for us to make it to the end, I mean, there were tough times, right? But we would kind of just be like, hey, look, we're almost there. Hey, we're going to get there. We're going to make this final, you know, we're going to make it to the end together and let's just keep on going. This is temporary pain. And just to be able to have that someone where you can talk to, be like, look, we're going to get through this. And, it's just temporary. It's temporary. Yeah. We're almost out of here. It's huge.
And I mean, obviously in the finale, you faced, had to go against each other, which was heartbreaking to see, but had to say great TV. So good, good on MTV for that. I mean, it was interesting for me to hear that you guys were saying, like, you know, last night we were talking about crossing the finish line together and now we're doing this. Like how emotional was it for you? Because it seemed really, like, really, really tough.
Beyond emotional. The thing is, you can't write this stuff, right? You cannot write this. Like, how the heck? Me and Nani dodged the whole entire season without having to go in. We're like, okay, cool. Wow, we're about to cross this finish line together. And, you know, yeah, the night that we were in the cave, you know, it's like, look, we finished the first day of the final. Now we're going to go on the second day. And let's finish strong. First thing you know, we wake up in the morning, we're going against each other. I could not believe it. I was just so blown away. It was very emotional. It was very emotional because, you know, as a competitor and competing my whole entire life, you know, when I go against someone, I have this like hyper focus. Like when I'm clocked in, I'm clocked in and there's no turning back. I'm gonna go full force, no mercy. And it was just such a weird feeling, you know, going against someone that, you know, you care and that you love. I didn't know what to do. I honestly didn't know what to do. I was at that very moment, like, gosh, I want her to continue and win. You know, I've already won Big Brother. I want her to be able to, like, I know she can finish strong and do this. And it was just going back and forth. It was one of the hardest things I had to, like, go through, trying to make that decision. Yeah,
of course, for sure. I was going to ask you what the toughest part of the season overall was, but I would assume that would be one of
them. Oh, for sure. that hands down.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously you guys, you and CT made the decision at the end to give some of the other teams some money, which was incredible to see because sometimes obviously in the past we've seen that that's not the case. Were you guys on the same page with that? What was that discussion? And like, how long did you discuss it? Cause we didn't obviously see any of that.
Yeah. So we were on the same page. We were kind of trying to talk. He's trying to fill me out. I was trying to fill him out, he already won that with us his fifth time and I already won Big Brother. So it's like, we were just going back and forth. Like, okay, how much do we give them? Okay. CT would say, he was like, it's kind of like, you know, you can't pick a favorite child, right? You got the second, you got the third place. You can't give one more than the other or whatever the case may be. So we're just like, okay, we came to the decision. Let's just evenly just spread it, you know, with second and third and, do 100K for second, 100K for third. And, It just worked out. You know why? Cause it's just, we all made it to the end together.
Yeah.
You know, they're all super cool. You got Devin, Emmy, Kyle, and Tori. We all worked together to get to the end. And I wouldn't feel right to take all the money. You know what I'm saying? Cause I know how it feels to get second. You know, my first season on the challenge, I got second for the girls. I got $0 getting second. Then, you know, my second season, I got, you know, fourth cause of an injury and getting $0. And I just know how it feels because you work your ass off for months and to make it to the end. And it's the most devastating thing not to get anything for, you know, going through hell. So it was such a great feeling to be able to share, you know, the money. And I wouldn't feel right if I were to take everything. So that was really cool.
Would it have mattered if it was other people in the finals with you? Like,
do
you think
I can't say too much unless, you know, I was in that situation, but I'm thinking like, okay, if it was someone that I hated or someone that kind of like did me dirty throughout the game, do I give them money? I mean, maybe I'll give them, you know, give $15, $25 and give everyone else, you know, but I don't know. I think I'm trying to think now if I was in that position, I probably would still give, a good chunk of it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's so funny to think about. What are your plans with the money? Obviously you did leave with 400K. So what are you going to spend it on?
Oh man. I invest a lot. I do invest a lot, and I try, you know, I try to just be very smart with the money that I do make or win. And I would say for Big Brother, when I won, I put in my head, I make them have the mentality, you know what, I'm only going to act as if I won $15,000 or $20,000, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to, you know, go all out. But for this, yeah, you know, just investing a lot. Obviously, I'm just going to, you know, help my family as well, and just to make things easier and better, but to mainly invest, to just make it grow. So yeah. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
And super grateful.
For sure. What is the status of you and Nani now? Are you guys living together? Are you guys,
we're married. We have kids. We have two little,
family.
No, I'm just kidding. We're together, and it's so cool, 'cause we were so excited. You know, in the house, it's different. You can build that relationship in there. And then, but going in the outside world, there's so many other distractions. Like, you know, can you withstand all of, you know, the, everything that goes on, you know, in the real life. And we've been doing great. You know, we're still together. We live together, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. We're so alike in so many ways, and it just worked out perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Something she actually, like, she opened up about obviously wanting to start a family or having an idea of that. Is that something that you guys are discussing together, or is that kind of just something that she was interested in?
Yeah, no, we've discussed it, you know, and it's, you know, we're getting older. I'm, you know, 33, she's 32, and time is ticking, but, you know, I mean, we throw it out there here and there, but we also, you know, we're going to be smart about it. We're not going to just jump into it, whatever, but, you know, of course there's talk out there. But I guess we'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there more challenges in you down the line?
You know what? If they call me to be like, you know, for any competition, it's hard for me to say no, but I never, ever, ever expect any call. I don't expect it. I act as if like, I'm gonna just go about my time. And if they call, cool, of course. But I think it's time for me. I want to, you know, I already won Big Brother, won the challenge. Maybe I can go win another show, maybe like some Survivor.
I was going to say, or, that's, you know, next, some Survivor.
Amazing Race, or, you know, I don't know, some Ninja Warrior, but.
I mean, you and Nani would be real great on Amazing Race.
Yes, I think we would be amazing. We would actually love to do it. So let's put that out there.
Putting it out into the universe. Casey, congratulations. Thank you so much. I hope that you are on another show soon, because it's great to watch you win all the time. Oh, so
thank you so much, Emily. That.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. We will be back very soon, but we are going to take a little break for the holidays, so stay tuned for what's coming up next. However, I am always reading your feedback, so please reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. You can also leave us a 5-star review, write a comment on iTunes. We would love to hear from you. Again, we read all the feedback, so let me know what you want to hear in the new year, and I will do my best to bring that to you. I want to say a huge thank you to all of you who have tuned in this year, though, because it has been so much fun to bring you guys the latest on all things TV and, of course, recently, all things The Challenge. As always, guys, stay safe and have a great new year.